cold in most parts of the country. Hope you had a great weekend. Kate Delaney hanging with you right here on America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. You know, when we say it's cold in Minnesota, the sound of the snow blower is such a familiar one. In fact, I think we have a snow blower in and around the studio, don't we, somewhere? Yeah. That's it. That's that constant rhythm, that sound. It's like the cicadas in the summertime when you're in the south, or the leaf blowers. I hate the leaf blower thing, though. You know, when you live in an apartment, it never fails when you have strange hours that they're up blowing the leaves the second the sun comes up. You haven't even had a cup of coffee, and all you hear in the background is that leaf blower sound. But the snow blower, I think I could take the snow blower a little bit more than the leaf blower, especially if your neighbor was helping you when you were drowning in this stuff. And I'm telling you, they got a lot of it in North Dakota. They got like a foot of snow. And I mentioned Minnesota. Matt, you lived through yet another snowstorm here at the beginning of the season. How much was dumped on like Friday, Saturday?
It started Friday night and into Saturday morning, and I think we got a total of around 8 inches of snow. Ooh. When it was all said and done. So made for a kind of a busy Saturday morning of snow clearing, especially for me. I was over at my parents' house doing their driveway for them, and our snowblower broke about 3/4 of the way into it. So I was almost, I could see the light at the end of the tunnel, and then I had to get out the shovel and break my back doing the rest of the driveway.
Ooh, yeah, does Pops give you some money for that, for doing that?
There's some reimbursement that goes on, so yes.
It was worth it.
It ends up being worth it in the long end. Plus, he's the type of guy where he would totally try to do it on his own, and he shouldn't anymore. And so
right.
If I didn't go over and do it, he would refuse to pay someone else to do it, but he compensates me with some things, so it's all right, and it's better for me to do it than have him out there.
Yeah, out there floundering, hurting his back or whatever, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So a lot of people can relate to Matt Johnson's story, our technical maestro here on America Tonight, because of a lot of the Midwest was slammed with snow. And as he said, you know, you wake up and what are you going to do? If you don't have somebody that you're paying to come over and clear it, then you got to clear it yourself. And I'll tell you, I really sympathize with anybody who's got a big shovel and you're trying to get those driveways cleared. I did it a few times at my family's home in New Jersey, and the last time I did it, I happened to be in New York, and my family was away. They were in Hawaii or somewhere, and so I was at their place, and of course, we had the worst blizzard, and I'm out there. I'm on the phone with a friend who's living in Florida saying, you got to go out there every 2 hours. You got to go out there every 2 hours, because if you don't clear it, somebody's going to slip. They're going to sue you. If it's in front of your house, they're going to sue you, so I'm freaked out about getting sued, and I'm out there with a shovel. Just shoveling that snow and thinking, man, I am so glad that I'm going back to the warm weather because I do not like shoveling snow. Speaking of shoveling of a different kind, we've been talking about these Bush tax cuts now for how many months? I think 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months. But that kind of butted up against the oil spill. You know, we always talk about the fact that we give you the water cooler buzz, some inside stuff, hopefully breaking some stuff news-wise for you, too. And we talk to newsmakers and interesting people and sometimes famous people. But the tax credits, we definitely have talked about way too much. I'm sick of talking about the tax credits and thinking about it, too. So, Sunday Swirl, the talking heads, baby, it was all about that. And why? Because Saturday, no compromise. Sunday, a little bit different. Apparently, the Democrats and the Republicans decided, looks like we're going to have to come up with something here, right? Because nothing else is going to get done. Don't ask, don't tell. Anything else, forget about it. That's all going to be shelved. It's all about the economy, especially when there was another grim jobs report that came out. So with the unemployment benefits not extended, the ugly jobs report, and now the question marks abounding about the Bush tax cut. cut's expiring and what does it mean to me? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to Joe? What does it mean to Ann? You get what I'm saying. Wherever you're listening to me and whatever your tax bracket, everybody wants to know about it and wants to know what it means. It's always about what's in it for me. So what's in it for these politicians, especially the ones who are still going to be on the Hill, is their livelihood. So many people are upset about it. They're bombarding their congressmen and senators with emails and phone calls over the past couple of weeks, especially. I heard it's been really bad. So the scoop is, apparently, there is a compromise here. Apparently, there are the outlines of an economic package that would maybe temporarily extend the expiring tax rates. Duh. Didn't we know they were going to temporarily do? That's what you do. You put a Band-Aid on things in Washington. You know, the people that don't want the tax cuts for the wealthy don't want to compromise. The Republicans who want the tax cuts don't want to compromise. That's what we call a standoff, right? So they, like I said, they've got to come up with something here. And what the something is that they've come up with is just extending it. So if all goes through with this big fight and all this brouhaha over who's going to get taxed and what if you make as a couple $250,000, what if you make more than that, and is that fair, and is that going to trickle down because then the person who owns the company, they're going to cut people and all this other nonsense. Anyway, it looks like the tug of war temporarily is over. And that makes sense. It makes sense that now they're just going to continue it. They're going to have the differences, there's no question, because the Democrats don't want any plan that has to do with anybody who makes the higher income. And the Republicans don't want to jump on board for anyone who makes a higher income. They don't want to go against that. You know, so they don't want to agree with the Democrats. So Congress is faced with that prospect of letting the tax rates go back to the higher pre-2001 and 2003 levels. Are you kidding me? I got creamed in 2001. I wasn't making a whole lot of money. So the tax rates that would go be higher for everybody across the board. I don't care what anyone says and what kind of nonsense they try to sell you. Everybody would pay a little bit higher. Now, you could look at that and say, as my friend, my most liberal friend, John, got into a huge argument with me a couple of weeks ago, saying, but, you know, somebody has to pay. I mean, you have to pay the taxes. Well, baloney. Yes, we have to pay taxes, but why are we reverting back when we're in our worst economic situation now? This isn't the time to do that. Yes, okay, we'll have to pay, but why do we have to pay now when we can ill afford to do that? That's the thing. So the negotiation between the Obama administration and those bipartisan lawmakers who went and had their little conversation. Apparently, they were talking about a 2-year extension of current rates. So we'll see if it does do 2 years, if that's what they're calling temporary, because then that goes through the election. 3 would be too much, and then maybe there's somewhere in between. But at least there would be a temporary extension of it, and I think that makes a whole lot of sense. You might not agree. If you don't, let me throw out these numbers to you. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You know what to do. Jingle them up. Or you can hit me on my webpage, americatonight.net. On the flip side, odds and ends.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
Nothing has the people who listen to this show more up in arms than when they have to pay more for gasoline. The entire time I've been doing the show, which now is like 3.5 years, I think it's actually 4 years. Man, time flies. Let me see. Again, I went to Catholic school, so I have to count on my fingers. One, two, yes, it was, I think it's been 4 years. So the scoop is, you know, they're always trying to figure out, well, what's the average price for gasoline? And in California, it is almost $4, $3.92. Ooh, the Gold Coast, man, it is a great place to live for all the things that you can do up and down the coastline, but you better have some serious jack when you live there. I lived there probably 15 years ago, and I loved it. It was great. But at the same time, even then, it was very expensive. And always gasoline was a big deal because it was more than every place else. So $3.92 is the average in Cali. And they do, you know, the Lundberg survey shows that the fuel prices, this is topping odds and ends, that were released just earlier on Sunday. The price of a gallon of regular is $2.91. So crunch all those numbers. Denver had the lowest price. For most of the cities that were surveyed, that's $2.61. That was for regular. Long Island was very high. It was at $3.21. Diesel, of course, is always going to be higher then. And pretty much across the board, what it's being forecast is you can expect to see maybe close to $3 gasoline coming in the next couple of weeks. Yikes. See, when it gets to three, when regular across the board gets to three across the country, for people listening to America Tonight in Connecticut and Illinois, listening to us in Dallas, Texas, you know, people freak. Three is the mark where people start to panic. You get to four, it's chaos. Then everybody's talking about carpooling. What can we do? The SUVs, we can't afford to fill this up anymore. It's too ridiculous. It's crazy. The price of gasoline. You know, that's like one of those things. There's a couple of what I call a different sort of sacred cow, and gasoline in this country is one of them. Ooh, nobody wants to see their gasoline jump. Mm-mm, because you don't want to be paying more at the pumps. We are not Europe. We don't want to hear that if we just pay $7, we could solve all the problems of the world. No, we don't want that. And for many of us who live in states where you don't have a state income tax, oh, you don't want that either. And trust me, you live in New York, let me tell you. And the Big Apple is great. It is. It was awesome. I loved when I lived there. It was great. I loved working at the Fan. It was probably one of the best jobs I ever had. But here was the problem. The problem was everybody has their hand out. You have state income tax. You have federal income tax. You have borough tax. So pick one of the five wonderful boroughs that you're in, and you're going to pay a tax for that. I don't know how people afford that. I mean, you got to be making serious money to pay the taxes that you have to pay in New York, and I think in California, too, because of how much you get clobbered when it comes to taxes, property taxes especially. Anyway, of course, I veered in a different direction, but gas prices have jumped 4 cents across the board in 2 weeks. We could be all looking at least $3, and then people will start to complain. Speaking of money, that's how I started the show off. We were talking about this big tax fight and the fact that now, this isn't a surprise, after the grand show, the Democrats and the Republicans are probably going to compromise. Is it going to be a 2-year extension of the Bush tax cuts? Probably. But maybe not. It could be somewhere in between that window. It's not going to be more than two. So if you were thinking you were going to wake up and have to pay more taxes, even if it just jumped you up a little bit in a bracket, you can probably, I say probably because it's not definite, but you can probably breathe a sigh of relief. And along those same lines, for the 7 million people that are on that perpetual unemployment, and this audience, man, lays the hammer down on the unemployed. There are very few of you that have called this show and have a lot of sympathy for the people who are on unemployment. Tomas in Michigan, Don in Wyoming, Mark in New York. Many of you have talked about that. And I agree with the fact that the person who's been on 99 weeks and counting, you say you wonder. Come on, 99 weeks. It would traditionally, you were talking about 26 weeks, but are all those people that are just hanging around, kicking back, drinking some Starbucks, trying to figure out how they can dupe the system and come up with these fake job applications, or they just can't get a job, that there's no jobs to be had in their field or even anywhere close to what they would get. And so it is that chicken with the unemployment, because you're not going to get big bucks on unemployment. But if you were going to take a job that was paying you $8 and you're still trying to find that other job, what do you think people are going to do, right? And that's what happens. So with the unemployment rate jumping to 9.8%, which I think is much higher in a lot of other places, the unemployment, you look at unemployment insurance, that's going to be extended for a year. I'm sure, for a year. And for the people who are unemployed and an extension of all the tax rates for all Americans for some period of time, you would think that perhaps something will happen here where we would see the dam be shored up. In other words, we don't have to keep our finger constantly in it. If that's true of what we're being told. Like Senator Dick Durbin, this is so his bag when you argue about unemployment. He'll say, look, you don't have unemployment benefits that aren't extended. This is a non-starter. We are screwed if we don't have this. But then you look at the other side of it, and you look at the extension of the jobless money being paid for with what? It's got to be cuts elsewhere in the federal budget. So if you work for the government, you better make sure you're going to be unemployed when you wake up. I know a couple people that are probably going to be in dicey situations as a result of that. So it's the robbing Peter to pay Paul, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. And this, I'm sure, is going to go through, too, though. I'm sure they're going to give this one to the Democrats. They're going to give the unemployment, and then they're going to get the tax credits extended across the board. I mean, that's pretty much what's going to happen there, right? All right, I did solicit phone calls, so let me throw this out again. 800-259-5791. We're going to Alaska, folks. Jeremy, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good, lady. I'm sorry. I'm kind of inebriated when I call in sometimes, you know. But I want to let you know that you're my favorite talk show of the night, and I don't know how I ever lived without you, lady.
Well, I'm glad that you found us on the dial. I hope we're helping you get through, Jeremy. But you need to call us when you're not quite as inebriated so that we can chat.
Yeah, I know that. I make mistakes. I'm human and everything. You know, but what, did you get my Porky's email about the Mount Edgecombe eruption?
I did get that. How about that? Was that wasn't a surprise, right? There was rumblings in the ground, and they knew, or no, it was a total surprise.
No, it was an April Fool's joke, and I thought it was kind of funny.
But that's a little bit early. That was a little bit early for an April Fool's joke.
Well, I know, but I still thought you might use a laugh, you know. The guy put 100 tires into the volcano here and lit them on fire, and then he flew his little airplane back in town and told everybody that, you know, look, the volcano's erupting, the volcano's erupting.
Yeah, and he tricked him. I gotcha. I got you. I got the joke. I got the punchline. Here's the thing. Jerry Seinfeld says, Jeremy, thanks for the call, that when you tell a joke, it's got to be bump, bump, bump. You know, one, two, three. And you got to get to the punchline fast. The idea is you got to shorten the jokes up so that we understand the joke. All right, coming up, we've got We Can Count. Hang with us, everybody.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Of Weekend Counts, and we start off talking about some chicken salad. I don't get it. Look, I love chicken salad, but not out of a can. So I know that I won't have to worry about this recall, but maybe some of you like to eat things out of a can. Beware. The discovery, they say, of hard plastic inside packages is what has led to this recall of 72,000 pounds of canned chicken salad. What does canned chicken salad taste like? Is that with, I guess it's got the mayonnaise on it. I don't know. And it's one of several that involves meat, of course, because of the chicken, issued through the U.S. Food Safety Administration or authorities in the last couple of days. Anyway, it's the Sutter Company, and it's an 8.2-ounce package of Bumblebee Lunch on the Run. I've seen them. Bumblebee Lunch on the Run Chicken Salad Complete Lunch Kit and a 3.5-ounce package of Bumblebee Chicken Salad with Crackers. There's your problem. Lunch on the Run. That's the problem with all of us. We're trying to get in shape. We don't understand why. Because we're eating lunch on the run. So coast to coast. You know, I like to say this show is coast to coast. So coast to coast, you better look in your cupboard and see if you picked up some of that chicken salad, because if you did, don't eat it. It's part of a recall. You know, didn't we just go through this whole thing with food safety and how much time was spent on this food safety bill? And so here we go with a recall. All right, continuing down the path of numbers, because after all, it's all about the numbers, and that's we can count, baby. How about this Madoff trustee, HSBC, prolonged disgrace financier Bernard Madoff's ability to burn investors, as we know, with his crazy Ponzi scheme where people thought on paper anyway they were making these. That's the problem. They thought on paper they were making these incredible returns. And when you think it is too unbelievable, you got to really ask yourself. I mean, you got to really be serious about it and say, there's no way that I'm getting this return. And that's how Madoff was able to prey on so many people. So anyway, one of the trustees is suing for $9 billion in New York. What do they think the chances are of winning that suit? I'm going to say the chances are not particularly great, because I would say get in line. If you think you got burned, look around, buddy. There were a lot of people that got burned by Bernie Madoff. And they're all waiting for some kind of a return. And it wasn't all wealthy people that were taken by Madoff. He had a big Jewish connection where the Jewish community loved him because he was giving a lot to charity, to Jewish charities, and people would introduce him, and somebody knew somebody, and they had a little bit of money, but not a lot, and they were going to retire, and they thought, oh, this is it. I can live the high life. I can go to Florida, and I can live in West Palm Beach, and I'm going to be okay because Bernie's going to make me money. And lo and behold, he took their money, and, I mean, we know that's an old story. He's already been put away, but trying to sue and trying to get some of that money back and with a whole group of people, or whether it's just an individual person, like I said, you can certainly get in line for that one. All right, here's a couple of other things for We Can Count, and it includes the fact that this celebration, this white picket fence, perfect world that was developed by Disney. It's a Disney developed community. You might have seen some stories on it a long time ago. Well, now they've had another murder, I guess. This time it was somebody who lived there that actually turned a gun on himself. Apparently was screaming and yelling and causing a ruckus, so the SWAT team came out, and it was another unrelated crazy case. Celebration, after 14 years, only had its first homicide last week when they found a 58-year-old guy dead in his house, and they found his car 10 miles away. So they said, well, you know, this Pleasantville bubble has been pierced. And now here you had this guy go a little bit nutty at 2:20 in the morning on Friday, and the SWAT team was called in, and that's what happened. He decided to turn the gun on himself. So I guess even if you think you have a Pleasantville, the rest of the world still can pierce it. And finally, after 14 years, you know, they have now two people who have come up dead in celebration. Big announcement. Not for the actually for the show. We're going to New York. I'm going to tell you about that. But for We Can Count, everybody was waiting with bated breath if you are a college football fan anyway. And quack, quack, if you're a fan of the Oregon Ducks, Oregon and Auburn are playing for everything in Arizona. That'll happen, I think January 10th is the date of that bowl game. And then the Rose Bowl is going to be TCU and Wisconsin. And then there are like 70 other bowl games to take place across the country. You know, personally, this is an old argument, but it's one that I think there's some valid points that can always be made about it. When I hear the bowl announcements and I see the little kids in the box, you know, they show the fraternities or the guys all gathering in wherever it is, whatever campus, just so ready to jump up and down and scream, "We made it, yay!" And, of course, I never experienced that because I went to a MAC school. I went to Ohio University. It was like, woo, we won a few games. Yeah, sweet. But I don't get the fact that there's no playoff, real true playoff in college football. I mean, the arguments about, oh, it'd be too tough, I don't buy baloney. I don't buy it. You could still do a bowl system if you wanted to. It's that the colleges are so bloody greedy. And more than that, college football itself has become such a big, powerful, money-making machine that they don't want to mess with the system. We don't want to touch it. We don't want to touch it because we're making too much money. The payouts for the bowls are crazy when you look at how much the how much they'll get. Like TCU will get a boatload of money, and so will all the other top tier schools. And even the little bowl games, they get a little bit of money. Like, how about this one, the Sheraton Bowl? The Sheraton Bowl. You know, they have to name it after some corporation. It's in Honolulu, and it's Tulsa versus Hawaii. Are you kidding me? How about this? The AdvoCare V100 Independence Bowl. That's December 27th in Shreveport, Louisiana. That's Georgia Tech and Air Force. Oh, then you have the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. And, of course, that's going to be in Nashville. And that's K-State and Syracuse. You have the Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl, which I've been invited to. That's in Fort Worth. That's SMU and Army. I mean, I could go on. The list is crazy. The list of bowl games is crazy. The big one, like I said, is January 10th, and that's Auburn and Oregon. And, of course, the Rose Bowl is TCU and Wisconsin. And then there's a whole bunch of teams in between because we have listeners in Connecticut. For all you fans of Connecticut, you're taking on Oklahoma, and that's January 1st in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, which actually for Connecticut is a pretty big deal with the kind of season they had. But I don't get it. Matt, do you get it? I don't understand why we can do crazy things on our cell phones. We can watch movies. We can put three people together in a conference call on the little tiny cell phone in the middle of a subway, but they can't in college football come up with a playoff system. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's all greed, and it's the NCAA, the commissioners of the conferences, the university presidents, the athletic directors. I don't understand why they wouldn't want a college football playoff. It attracts more drama to the sport. Yeah, I mean, no one really cares about those other bowl games except for the national championship and maybe a couple of the elite ones like the Rose Bowl or the Sugar Bowl, something like that. No one cares about them unless they're the team they root for is in that game. No one's going to sit around and watch the entire game unless they have some kind of relationship to it. But if it was a playoff game, look at the NCAA, the basketball tournament.
Oh, yeah.
People love watching that because you cheer for the underdog, you cheer for your school, you cheer for your conference, things like that. And it creates a huge audience. But for these bowl games, no one gives a damn.
No one cares. And you're right. When you say it creates a huge audience, an audience of people who don't even know the school sometimes. They're not alumni of the schools. They naturally would be there. But you get people who are just interested, who get excited about it, who are curious as to who's going to win, and they get sucked into it, and it's become an event. So, to your point, an excellent point. You do not get that on these other bowl games. Speaking of, since this is week and count, it was an interesting week 13 in the NFL, and coming up, my pal, the mouth that roared from New Hampshire, George Russell, we thought it'd be fun to have him on and chat with him about the big game, which is our Nail the Score game, the Patriots and the Jets on Monday. But there were some interesting games over this past Sunday, especially, I got to say, the Dallas Cowboys. Man, Jason Garrett, we got to get him on the show. Jason Garrett has really done a great job with the Cowboys. The Cowboys let the Colts back into the game. Peyton Manning with time, I don't care how many minutes it is, just a few minutes, is excellent. We know that, even when he's been throwing all these interceptions. So it goes to overtime, and in the end, it's an interception that does kill Peyton Manning, and the Cowboys beat the Colts 38-35. So Jason Garrett picks up his third win. Do you believe it? I think he's going to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys next year. All this conversation about all these other coaches, he may interview other people, but I don't think Jerry Jones is going to replace Jason Garrett. Stay with us. George Russell next.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WINDBLUEPower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
You know, we did this nail the score thing last week. And, of course, I picked the Patriots, 34-27. No doubt the game of the week in the NFL, you got to wait for it, is the Monday Nighter, the Jets at 9-2 and the Patriots at 9-2 in the regular season. How cool is that? We haven't seen that kind of a matchup in, it's only happened actually 4 times, so it's been a very long time. And as much as I love sexy Rexy Ryan, I just can't go with my Jets. I got to go with the Patriots because, you know, I got that sportscaster thing in me and analyzing all the numbers, and the Patriots are favored. I guess the line now is like 3.5. I got to say the Patriots are definitely going to win this thing. You heard it, 34-27. So my pal George Russell, who is the mouse that roared in New Hampshire, has decided that he wants to refute my nail the score. We thought it'd be fun to have him on the show. George, you don't think the Patriots are going to win? Have you been watching Tom Brady? Do you know that he's won 25 straight home games, and this is a home game?
Yes, I do. And I also know that he's a first-round Hall of Fame ballot. And I've been caught up in the hype because I broadcast up in the New England area. I'm glad I'm on your show right now because they'd be hanging me, as they always do when I talk about the Jets or the Yankees or any other New York-affiliated team in the Boston market.
So you're picking the Jets, but you don't get away that easy. Just like everybody else, just like Sam in Montreal, just like David in Dallas and Chris in Connecticut and Josh in Kentucky, you, my friend, have got to nail the score. And we've got this right now on the air. So you tell me, George, what you think the final score is going
to
be.
Hang on a second here. I got to throw some things in to set up my score.
Okay, give me your analysis. Come on.
I heard yours, 34-27, okay? And I know you're the big shot, but those scores are through the window. They're not going to get that high. They will not get that high in this game. All right? Now, first of all, it is the biggest game And I believe and I predict Tuesday morning you'll see the numbers that are about as second to the Super Bowl coming up this year. I truly do believe that.
Oh, I agree with you there, yeah.
It's in Foxborough, so they're all pumped. As a matter of fact, there's probably people in the parking lot right now. And they're already cooking out and waiting for this whole thing. And I know every stat there is to know about the Patriots, and of course Bill Belichick very seldomly, let's use that word, losing two in a row to the same team in the season. I understand all this. But I also was taught, now you got to remember, Kate, 40 years I've been watching this Jet team lose. I mean, I remember Namath in his pantyhose and his fur coat. I've been waiting for a win here. And all those years I had to hear people tell me that good teams find ways to win. And that's as simple as that. And the bad teams find ways to lose. The Jet is a good team this year. That's all I'm going to say. I don't sit around saying same old Jets anymore. And that's a big change for a Jet fan. And I think that the way they've pulled them out this year, they'll pull out this one too. And my score will be 17-13, and it'll be a bummer ride home for those in Foxborough Monday night.
Oh, you are so dead wrong. Although the Jets do have 8 wins on the road, and it's been a crazy streak for them. I don't think that this is going to end here, that the road stops at Foxborough. I mean, Brady is on fire. I mean, absolutely on fire. They're going to move the chains. The offense is going to be able to do that. You look at the ground game, and I get where you're going with that because both defenses are good, and maybe my score is a little high, but I think it's going to be that high because I think that you're going to see that the defenses are going to get poked at a little bit in the second half. And while I love Mark Sanchez, and, you know, I've seen what he's been able to do, and let's face it, the Jets did win in that second game. What was the score? 28-14. Sanchez had a monster game, had over 220 yards and 3 touchdowns. They're not gonna walk away and sweep the Patriots this season. It's gonna be a split, and I think my score definitely holds up, at least in that vicinity anyway. 34-27 was what I said. You said 17-13. We're gonna see who's right. Have you been loving this season, George, or what? I mean, this is week 13. In the NFL, I can't believe that already we're this far along.
Yeah, I mean, that's because you and I are getting old now, okay? when we get old, time flies. I'm impressed with the season. Like I said, I've been following the gangrene for a very long time. I'm proud of what they've accomplished this year, but I have not bought into this stigma that, you know, this is the new thing. I just can't buy it yet. You know, you just mentioned numbers about Sanchez's first game against the Patriots. You said mega game. That's the only mega game he's had this year. The guy's scary. Yeah. He's absolutely scary to me. I'm nervous every time he has the football, but he seems to have a leprechaun in his pocket right now. And sometimes it's better to squeak out a win than not. I give it to you right now. Tom Brady has blown me away, all right? And you're thinking third quarter going into the fourth quarter, he's got this defense dialed in. He's just tearing them apart. That's what you're foreseeing as well, right? I'm hoping that we can throw a few more curveballs into him and knock him around. The one thing that stops any great quarterback is if he gets banged up. Now, we're not the greatest defense. We're not even as good as we were last year defensively. But they're going to try to find holes to bang him around a little bit. But Sanchez, right now, you're going to have to give me this one in the intangible. He's been able to get out of headlocks, okay? This guy's been in the old four-fingered leg lock and got out of it, for goodness sakes. So, I mean, with that all going on right now, the squeaking out the score the way I've said it is only based upon that. If we go by the paper, Jets don't win this game.
Yeah, and I got to go by the numbers. I'm a numbers chick. After working in Vegas and doing sports shows and looking at the numbers and trying to go against them, I think this one I can't go against the numbers. The Patriots with their third down chances are amazing, almost 50%. That's a huge, huge number, my friend George. So 9-2, Jets and the Patriots. It's incredible to see these two teams, I think, meet at where they're at this point in the season, and they both have 9 wins. So there's a lot of pride in this one. Yeah, as you said, Foxborough is going to be crazy. If the Jets win it, that is giant for Sanchez. And giant for the Jets. I mean, there's no question because they would have swept the Patriots. And talk about momentum as you get closer to the postseason and the playoffs. I think this only helps them mentally, frankly, because there is something to that. Not just what you're doing on the field, but how pumped up you get. And this will this will just make them explode, I believe, if the Jets come out with, but I think it's the Patriots. So, George, if everybody's listening and they want to go check out your website, tell them where they can go to hear the mouth that roared in New Hampshire.
www.grexradio.com, Kate. Yes, nobody escapes my verbal meat grinder. Hey, what is the all spread? Right. What's the spread anyway? Do you know the spread?
The spread is 3.5. Three and a half Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better keep your cell phone off that night because I will be texting you ferociously throughout the evening.
All right, I got my cell phone on, and everybody's going to be waiting with bated breath to see what happens because, of course, it's the nail to score game. George, thanks for coming on America tonight.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
As an opinion, you know, it's like nail the score. All of you call up. We have blowout phone lines, and a lot of you, of course, text us, email us, all that kind of stuff with your scoring guesses in that hour. We do nail the score on Thursdays into Friday morning. It's really Friday morning for most people in our third hour, and the game of the week is the Monday night game. So we'll see if he's right on that. He thinks it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think so. I think we're going to see some surprises. Yes, they're solid defenses, but I don't believe it's going to be low scoring. And I think the Patriots come out with that. No way, as I said there, do I see a sweep, the Jets sweeping New England, especially in Foxborough. It'd be a stunning win for them. It'd be a great momentum win for the Jets, certainly, but I wouldn't go on that side of things. I think that line is tight for a big reason. Okay, a big headline that we want to make sure that we squeeze in here at the tail end of the show is this one. The president announced into the weekend what he was calling a landmark free trade, or he didn't call it free trade, but he called it a trade agreement with South Korea, and said that basically what will happen is it will increase U.S. exports by about 11 bill and support 70,000 American jobs. You mean we're actually talking about American jobs? I can't believe it. And that this agreement, here's the good side for the Koreans, would eliminate tariffs on over 95% of industrial and consumer goods within 5 years. And what the president says is, look, it's a win-win for both countries because this will double U.S. exports over the next 5 years. This deal alone will increase the American economic, this is the president's words, output by more than our last 9 free trade agreements combined. Free trade agreements. That's a dirty word in the U.S., isn't it? Think about our last free trade agreement. We'll see, but $11 billion is a good number going in the right direction anyway, right? Have any thoughts on the show? Definitely send them to me, americatonight.net.